Fortune tanto vulnera, si miratibus ocellis, quod su amici vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So you saw what's happening in New York. The question is, why is the outbreak so especially devastating there? New York City is the densest metro area in the country. That's the most obvious answer, probably the biggest problem. The city also has an awful lot of people traveling to and from other infected countries, and that's significant, too. But it's not the whole story. As this deadly virus emerged from eastern China and began to spread inexorably across the globe, clearly headed here, leaders in New York not only failed to shield their citizens from it, they took affirmative and aggressive steps to increase the risk to their population. Why would they do that? Well, because they were worried far more about being called racist than protecting human lives. That's not an overstatement. That's not hyperbole. Watch the city's health commissioner, Osiris Barbett, urge New Yorkers to spend as much time as possible in crowded public places. Keep in mind, this video is from February 2nd of this year. That was long after the threat from the Chinese coronavirus was obvious to anyone who was paying attention.
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low, and that our preparedness as a city is very high. There is no reason not to take the subway, not to take the bus, not to go out to your favorite restaurant, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm going to be there.
Take the subway, go to dinner, people cheer. They feel good about themselves. Future generations, though, are going to watch that video with their jaws open in disbelief. How could someone charged with protecting public health so recklessly endanger it? They'll watch this performance from State Senator John Liu, too. Liu suggested that people who might be concerned in any way about contracting a deadly disease, or who might be interested in where it came from, must be, and you guessed it, bigots.
But there's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. We are a hardy people. As an Asian American, I've been somewhat disturbed, if not outright appalled, at some of the comments or gestures that I have seen. Diseases originate from anywhere or from particular places in the world.
In other words, as a member of a protected interest group, I'm ordering you to ignore this threat to your family on moral grounds. Go to the parade or else. That's what Liu is saying. Let's hope that in the wake of this disaster, after John Liu has lost his job and we can all think clearly again, people will stop talking this way in public for good. It was always the most brutal form of social control, masquerading as sensitivity and caring. Now we know it was infecting the public with disease. But at the time, sentiments like this were universal among big city public officials. State Senator Brian Kavanaugh, for example, decided to embark on a crusade against what he called misinformation, a euphemism, as it so often is, for accurate information. Kavanaugh encouraged people to head to Chinatown for a festival.
It's very important that we recognize that this holiday and this festival is of tremendous significance for many communities in our state. And it is very important that we ensure that we don't have misinformation. And many in the media have been covering this issue as if it's, you know, a terrible plague that people have to avoid.
If you don't go to a crowded public place immediately, you're a racist. Look at those people telling you that, demanding that you do that, hectoring you, badgering you, exerting moral blackmail on you to expose yourself. By early March, coronavirus was clearly becoming a major problem in the United States. But for elected officials in New York, the only problem was their constituents' racist worries about staying alive. On March 2nd, this March 2nd, Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeted this, quote, "Since I'm encouraging New Yorkers to go on with your lives, plus get out on the town despite
folks,
coronavirus."
We're live. Sunday transmission. We'll be right back. Amicus Ocellis, potsu amici, munera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We have been at the very tip of the spear in the last 9 weeks, chronicling what began to unfold in late December, early January in Wuhan province. And there have been a lot of different puzzle pieces to this entire structure. But now that we have been able to look at all of those different pieces and study them, we're getting a very, very, very clear picture of exactly what is going on and what is unfolding. And so I'm going to do my best today here on this live March 29th, 2020 Sunday transmission to do that. I also intend to open the phones up for all of you in the second hour. But right now, I think it's just best if I go over some of these headlines for you. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'll tell you currently what the best thinking is from yours truly on what I see unfolding and what I see taking place. But a lot of the things I'm going to cover here really speak for themselves. And so I'm just going to play these clips back to back here for you. This is Fauci at the NIH warns 100 to 200,000 Americans could die from coronavirus. Then we have Pelosi saying that Trump is getting people killed when it's the Democrats that tried to block him blocking the Chinese flights and who said everything was fine the first couple months. And then Lindsey Graham has an excellent response to what Pelosi had to say. And then I'll go over some of the latest headlines for you here on this live Sunday show. But here are those clips.
Well, Dr. Birx said yesterday, as you know, that she doesn't think any city will be spared from this virus. How many cases do you think the U.S. will reach? A million cases? 10 million cases? Or do we not even have any idea?
You know, Jake, to be honest with you, we don't really have any firm idea. There are things called models. And when someone creates a model, they put in various assumptions. And the model is only as good and as accurate as your assumptions. And whenever the modelers come in, they give a worst case scenario and a best case scenario. Generally, the reality is somewhere in the middle. I've never seen a model of the diseases that I've dealt with, which the worst case scenario actually came out. They always overshoot. So when you use numbers like a million and a half, 2 million, that almost certainly is off the chart. Now, it's not impossible, but very, very unlikely. So it's difficult to present. I mean, looking at what we're seeing now, you know, I would say between 100 and 200,000 cases, but I don't want to be held to that.
For joining us, I hope you are well and safe. I know your home district of San Francisco has been particularly hard hit. President Trump is considering relaxing federal guidelines for coronavirus for some of the less affected parts of the country. Do you think he should?
Well, first of all, let me just say how sad it is that even since the president's signing of the bill, the number of deaths reported has doubled from 1,000 to 2,000 in our country. This is such a very, very sad time for us. So we should be taking every precaution. What the president, his denial at the beginning was deadly. His delaying of getting equipment to where it continues, his delay in getting equipment to where it's needed is deadly. And now I think the best thing would be to do is to prevent more loss of life rather than open things up so that, because we just don't know. We have to have testing, testing, testing. That's what we said from the start before we can evaluate what the nature of it is in some of these other regions as well. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I don't know what the scientists are saying to him. I don't know what the scientists said to him. When did this president know about this? And what did he know? What did he know and when did he know it? That's for an after-action review. But as the president fiddles, people are dying. And we just have to take every precaution.
Take us behind the curtain to tell us how this all shook out, Senator, because Nancy Pelosi said she did jujitsu on this relief bill to get it where it needs to be. And this morning, this weekend, she is saying that the president is fiddling around while people are dying, Senator.
No, what she said, she's blaming the president of the United States for people dying because of the way he's led the country. That's the most shameful, disgusting statement by any politician in modern history. Let me tell you, we've seen the best of America from our citizens helping each other, delivering groceries, having special shopping hours for senior citizens. She's the first politician to blame another politician for people dying. This is the same Speaker of the House who held up the bill in the Senate for days because she wanted same-day voting. She wanted carbon neutrality for the airlines. She wanted $75 million for the endowment for the humanities and $25 million for the Kennedy Center. She is the one that held up the package in the Senate for days to get the Green New Deal put in a recovery package. So it's the most shameful, disgusting thing I've heard yet, and it needs to stop.
You know, it's beyond disgusting. Biden, Hillary, Pelosi, Maxine Waters, all of them have so much neurological damage because they're so drug-addled and quite frankly, ancient, that they have trouble even talking. She didn't have the speech impediment a year ago. Biden didn't have it 2 years ago. They're literally rotting and falling apart in front of us.
I'm talking like this. The president, what did he know? When did he know it?
Quoting stuff from the Nixon era. And it's just hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. And then they're the ones that said don't stop flights from China until a month ago. They're the ones that said go out to big public events. Trump's lying. Don't listen to him. They're the ones that did all this. And then now they turn around and they go, every time someone dies, it's President Trump's fault. We definitely called that 8 weeks ago, and we said the president's got to get out ahead of this. Because the Democrats are saying, oh, it's no problem now to sucker him in because they think people don't have a memory. And then as soon as it is a dangerous virus, as soon as it is an aggressive virus, as soon as it is the flu on steroids, as soon as it kills 50, 60, 100, 200,000 people, that's the ballpark, then it will all be Trump's fault. And the main target is the economy. And now they admit all of that. So I'm so upset about this that I'm having trouble talking. But I'm going to do my best when we come back to just go over all the headlines, the latest developments in rapid fire. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to give you the best thinking on all the pieces of the puzzle we have and how those pieces of the puzzle all come together and how they intersect to understand what's happening. Because there's multi layers to this. But the big takeaway is the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have both tried to develop systems to sterilize the population. We know the Gardasil shot killed people in trials, but they did an emergency government order so that they could have it bypass and get liability protection by calling it an emergency drug. That's what Rick Perry did, one of his great sins. I'm not even anti-Rick Perry. He got bamboozled into it by the medical tyranny. And the Gardasil sterilizes a lot of the women that take it, little girls. That's on record now. Just search engine that. I mean, they admit that in the medical studies. Well, now COVID-19, the way the scientists describe it is it basically eats your testicles and sterilizes you. The virus is designed to eat your testicles. So now we know why it's mainly men. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this Sunday transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. There are so many facets and angles of this, and I'm going to get into them next segment. But right now, I'm just going to hit the breaking news, the latest that's unfolding with this virus. But understand this. I didn't want to make statements about the virus and where it came from and exactly who was behind it and just how deadly it was until we got some real optics on it. Because you can't believe a word that comes out of the Chi-Com's mouths. But now we're getting a very, very clear picture. And it's exactly what I thought 8-9 weeks ago, what I surmised. Now it's coming into view. It's focusing and it's very, very nasty. And there's a bunch of different agendas tied to it. And the evidence is overwhelming that it was released on purpose. I told Trump 8 weeks ago, get out ahead of it. It's a Chi-Com weapon. Presented the evidence on air with the former head of the former top lawyer that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law. All the other experts. And that was the analysis then. Now it's becoming crystal clear. But that is indeed the case. That's what the Chi-Coms are blaming the U.S. Army for it. So let's go ahead and go through the facts. But notice that's the one agency that hasn't been totally penetrated by the communist Chinese is the Army and the Marines to a certain extent. Even though the Marines slogan gung-ho is a Chi-Com statement and slogan. They didn't know that. But notice when they address their enemy, it's the U.S. Army. Nice little tidbit for folks that know about the different things going on in the deep state. All right, let's go ahead and walk through this. Coronavirus updates. U.S. deaths top 2,100 as CDC issues travel advisory for three states. Oh, and by the way, President Trump is set to give an update in the Rose Garden any time now. We're watching that feed live. And the minute he comes out, we will go to the president. So coronavirus, U.S. deaths top 2,100 as CDC issues travel advisory for three states, New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey. They're also looking at travel restrictions, at least advisories, on the city of New Orleans. Donald Trump considered quarantine for New York, but says it won't be necessary. Impeachment 2.0, how Dems and Soros are using COVID-19 crisis to disrupt Trump's 2020 bid, try to destroy the economy. Hillary Clinton makes a joke out of coronavirus, says Trump did promise America's first. Then she retweeted the GQ lady saying America is a asshole country. I interviewed a whistleblower that is actually high level in the federal coordination of the COVID-19 response in Texas. And he pointed out that we've done roughly 100 times the testing that any other country's done, more than all countries combined. And so that's why we're the leader in it. Because we've tested the most people. China stopped testing. Pelosi says that it's Trump's fault every death and that it's his fault, even though the Democrats, the ones that tried to keep the borders and the flights from China still coming in. Here's the exclusive article from Band.video. Whistleblower exposes huge coronavirus secret. The United States has done most testing, and so it has the most cases. Fauci warns 200,000 Americans could die from coronavirus in a speech he gave, breakdown he gave yesterday. He warned, though, that's with current models, and they don't know how accurate those are. As the testing goes up, they'll see if the death rate is as high as they previously thought. Let's pray it's not. Lindsey Graham, again, rips into Pelosi for blaming Trump for coronavirus death, says it's the most politically disgusting thing he's ever seen. Well, especially when they're the ones saying stand down 6 weeks ago. Another big study out of Washington State. They predict 80,000 coronavirus deaths expected in the U.S. by summer. Meanwhile, COVID-19 crisis could trigger global food shortages. The U.N. warns that there's already slowdowns in food production and food delivery around the planet. Now, this is a really big article we're going to detail coming up in the last segment of this hour. Downing Street says China faces a reckoning over the coronavirus, outraged by them saying that the Pentagon or the Army launched the attack, when clearly China is covering up the entire event, using it for political control, and Downing Street believes they may have purposely released it. Meanwhile, British scientific advisors, China covering up full extent of coronavirus could be 40 times worse than reported. That's an InfoWars.com article that links to statements made by 10 Downing Street. China's efforts to blame coronavirus on a U.S. Army delegation to Wuhan infuriate number 10. That's another article out of the Daily Mail. That's all coming up. And then, of course, the really big news that I'm going to be covering next segment. COVID-19 virus may harm male fertility, Chinese scientists say. These are prestigious universities. I went and looked at other studies, and it turns out the same family of virus does attack the testicles. But in their study, it attacks the testicles more than lung tissue and literally eats them, creating bloody lesions so that you cannot produce sperm. Might as well put your testicles in a blender or a wood chipper. I read the study, found other studies, and so now you know why Bill Gates is so pleased. The HPV vaccine attacks the ovaries and reduces female's fertility, hits the eggs, and this hits the testicles. Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. So between the HPV and the coronavirus, they licked the platter clean. Total sterilization. Chinese scientists raise concern over potential link between coronavirus and male fertility. You read the study. It's not a link. They said, we're looking at hundreds of patients and their testicles are gone. They're bloody balls. Literally. Just like the lungs. Bloody. Eaten. There's all those angles. Oh, and even the Wall Street Journal is saying what we're saying. Coronavirus and autocrats. Never let a pandemic go to waste. Autocrats, another way to say dictatorship by the bureaucrats. That's what an autocracy is. Also, global pandemic response, handling government sweeping powers they may never relinquish. Meanwhile, the West faces social bomb as pandemic sparks unrest amongst the poorest. Mainly the Islamic areas aren't following it. Oh, and Governor Cuomo had to admit in a press conference that he's got a stockpile of more than 20,000 respirators in New York. He keeps saying that Trump hadn't given them. De Blasio said that that hadn't happened when he's sitting on top of a giant stockpile that each major state has. Total deception. Total and complete lies, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what these people do. I mean, you see Pelosi up there saying every death is Trump's fault. I played the clip earlier. We'll probably play it again. It's up on InfoWars.com. Oh, meanwhile, communist China and Singapore, other authoritarian systems, are the model of how we respond to the lockdowns, to the social distancing, to the drones shouting orders at us. So now the U.S. is using drones in California. They bought from the communist Chinese government, equipped and designed by the police over there to shout orders. And now England's doing it. Coronavirus, UK council deploys talking drones that track down lockdown rebels. And then next hour, Trump just took over the Federal Reserve. I've studied it. I've looked at it. Is that a good thing? Well, overall, but if he just becomes what he took over, is it good? No, it's not. So we'll look deeply at that. Big things are happening.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while?
Can you hide them?
Can you hide them from the waiting world?
We are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this March 29th Sunday transmission. All right, folks, tune into this broadcast to hear what I think and what I think's coming next. And we've got a great track record of laying out tomorrow's news today, next year's news today. With this virus and what happened in communist China and the way they tried to cover it up and the way they tried to blame it on the U.S. Army and the way the Democrats in the deep state are now trying to blame Trump for it, we predicted all of that 9 weeks ago when this wasn't even a big story. people were asking me, why are you talking about this so much? And we had sources over in China and Hong Kong and Taiwan saying there are major lockdowns, there are people dying, there is people disappearing, they are killing doctors that speak up, and later that was all confirmed. So we asked, are they releasing something else on the population and claiming it's this virus? Or is the virus really that deadly? Or is it a race-specific virus? And we war-gamed that out and had a lot of top experts that have been, you know, proven to have good track records of predicting what's happening. Then a major Indian university came out that's prestigious, that has access to the gene editing software and programs in India, and they scanned it, and they said, this is ridiculous. It's totally man-made. It's four different viruses welded together with an HIV delivery system on it. And then another major institute came out in the U.S., and then another one in Europe, and they looked at it, even saw the protein injection points on either side where the gene gun, because this is not, they just, you know, fire these things in, and they're so small, and then they try to then isolate one with electron microscopes, what I'm told. I'm not a scientist. I read what they say, to try to then get the virus they want. Now, who made it? Who did it? We don't know. We know in 2015, there was a major national debate. It was in the Journal of Science. It was everywhere. Why did Obama authorize a North Carolina university Level 4 bioweapons facility to sell them a chimera coronavirus that was very similar to this? And then why did it come out of Wuhan when there's a Level 4 bioweapons lab? So we know it's manufactured, probably released by the Chi-Coms, but they certainly played it down while they let 5 million people get out of Wuhan and while they sent massive numbers of Chinese citizens to Australia, to South Korea, to Japan, to the United States and other places to buy up all the surgical masks and other medical devices and equipment to bring it back to China. The left said, bring them in, don't block the flights. And the CDC brought in Americans by the thousands and didn't even test them. And we said, why are you bringing in here? That was 5-6 weeks ago. Then we began to point out, myself, Mike Adams, and many others, before anybody else did, that they're going to blame Trump when this starts killing a bunch of people, because he went along at first with the Democrats' talking point of, hey, the economy's okay, just like the flu. Yeah, it'll kill some folks, but we're going to be okay. Trump kind of bought into that at first. We said, whoa. They're not going to call the Democrats on that. They're going to call you on that. You're being set up. We were dead on. Then I saw the stock market plunge 5,000-7,000 points, and I said, okay, folks, now they're overhyping it, say closes for 18 months. We've all got to have special apps to go outside our houses. This is the globalist wet dream. We can't go too far the other way. And so a lot of listeners said, okay, well, then which is it? It's man-made, it's very deadly, and, you know, it's a Chi-Com weapon, or don't worry about it. No, it's a man-made weapon that we're learning is really nasty, and I'm about to get into that in a moment. But it's meant at many levels to destroy commerce, to destroy open free societies, to attack cash, to attack free societies, to make people accept surveillance grids. It's the perfect globalist weapon, just like the Rockefeller Foundation wrote in 2010, they would want a deadly virus, to again bring in worldwide tyranny, to bring in worldwide control. And that's exactly what the former British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, just said. He said, we need a planetary world government, the London Guardian, to save us from this. We have to get rid of basic freedoms. So we know the attacks on our freedoms and the attacks on our liberty and the attacks on our privacy is being used by these globalists in a bad way. They're trying to exacerbate fear and panic. So we don't want to panic. We don't want to lose our liberties. But at the same time, I'm not saying the virus doesn't kill people, especially the sick and the very, very old. But in the early studies and early infos now being confirmed by universities all over the place, I'm going to go into some of those here in a moment, that the virus, unlike other viruses, reinfects and attacks a lot of different tissues in the body. It's very, very nasty in that it hits your lungs first, then later it hits your heart, then it hits your testicles, then it hits your brain. And that's the weaponized nature of this. And everybody's going to end up getting it, whether they, quote, you know, slow the curve, cut the curve. Regardless, this thing is man-made. This thing has the HIV delivery system on it. That's the elephant in the room. And the Chi-Coms are saying that now, and they're saying we did it. With no evidence. When we, America, with our beachhead of patriots trying to hit the government back, had already won the trade war. Why on earth would we do something like that? No, Xi Jinping was losing in Taiwan. He was losing on the mainland. He was embarrassed. His system was falling apart. And then this thing comes out and allows them to change the subject from 3 million Muslims in death camps in the west of the country. It changed the subject away from all the things that were happening internally in the nation, and how Xi Jinping was being challenged by riots and all sorts of economic problems across the country. And then the left, they knew, would say Xi Jinping did a great job in our media, but then would attack Trump on every front, try to drive him from power. And now we're getting the white papers from months ago from the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and from Soros groups that indeed they've been planning all along to use the virus against Trump and against the economy. And they've been on TV now admitting that. They're so tone deaf. So that's really the big takeaway for me here, is that this virus is highly communicable. This virus reinfects. This virus is man-made. And until we force a discussion about who did it and who's behind it, it's going to be used as a political weapon against the free world and against our economy. And there's not going to be enough research to know exactly what it was designed to do if we don't get that information from China, who's been completely zip-lipped about it and actually putting out disinformation. And you notice everything you heard here 8-9 weeks ago is now what the Pentagon's saying. And it's now what 10 Downing Street is saying. And it's now what Trump is saying, because it's the truth. We immerse ourselves in how these globalists and communists operate. And now China is trying for the last 5 weeks to blame Donald Trump and the U.S. Army with zero evidence that this went on. No discussion of Obama, no discussion of them selling him the virus 5 years ago, no discussion of all the level 4 bioweapons labs, only just saying the army did it. Official Chinese government news is saying that to blame us, to make us the enemy. And they're now in the MSNBC and CNN calling it the Trump virus and the American virus. Mainline news is openly using it as a weapon against us. That tells you everything you need to know. That tells you from A to Z what they're up to. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into how China has been shipping out fake tests to everybody and how they've been sending out faulty masks on purpose as part of this military operation. And even British intelligence says it's predatory and by design, and they will pay. President Trump just started speaking a few minutes ago during the break. We have it backed up in live time from lighthouse.gov and our satellite feed. We're going to go to that in a moment, and then I will get to the coronavirus attacking the male testicles and basically sterilizing people in major studies next hour, and then go to your calls and then get into the fact that they're blaming the U.S. Army and so much more, and how that has absolutely enraged the Pentagon and British intelligence and others, because they know damn well it's a Chi-Com operation. It's key to it, where it came from, its pedigree, to then stop it, because this is a political weapon. Yes, it kills people. Yes, it's dangerous. But it's like HIV. It comes back in different ways, and it attacks different tissues, and it does different things in the body. And so I am concerned about it. But if you notice, the White House is usually about a week behind InfoWars. See, I don't get talking points from some group. I do real research myself and put out a wide spectrum analysis. We have a big brainstorm here on air. And then with the guests, myself, the callers, the crew, we all come up with the best approximation. And 9 times out of 10, it's the best analysis out there. And so first Trump says it's not a problem. We say, no, you're wrong. It is a problem. Then we say, now don't make it too big a problem, because then that's too big a panic. No point panicking. That'll cause an economic collapse and a depression, even worse than the virus. And then now that people aren't as panicked and have found their courage again, then you start seeing the numbers come in that it is going to probably kill 80 to 100,000 people. But wait till they learn it comes back. Wait till they learn it kills the family jewels. So we're in an information war here, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, I would sell five times more multivitamin zinc supplements like Real Red Pill Plus, and I'd sell way more storable food, and I'd sell way more water filters if I got up here and said, run for the hills, we're all dead. But that's not what I did. We told you it was man-made. We told you it was serious. We told you it reinfected. We told you they were going to try to blame Trump and America. They did exactly that. We told you they'd try to bring down the economy. And at that point, when the left all jumped on it and said it's the end of the world, we simply came out and said, be calm. This is the weaponization of the panic. They're trying to cause a lemming stampede. Everybody be calm. Some people then went, wait a minute. You said this was the big Chi-Com move. You said it was a bioweapon. Why are you saying everything's okay? That's not what I said. I said, don't panic. It's like you chop your leg off. You better calm down, take your belt off, and tie it off. You got 30 seconds to do it before you die, before you pass out from shock and bleed out. Take the belt off, get it tied around your leg. That's what we're saying. This is a globalist assault. We know it. We don't know exactly how bad it's going to be. We don't know what else they're going to pull, but we know this is it. This is 2020. We're only 3 months in, and all hell's already broken loose. But I am constantly reading the studies from all over the world on this virus. And of course, we even said this about a month ago. I said, watch, I bet it attacks the testicles and the ovaries. There's almost no viruses do that. Of course it does. Now it comes out, it eats them. It's its main target. If it can't eat you, it sure as hell going to kill you, kill your testicles, kill your future generations. And you just knew it was coming, folks. And the tabletop exercises and Event 201 and Disease X drills and all the shows about pandemics that came out right before this. Yes, it's all scripted by the globalist. Yes, they're hyping up the fear as much as possible to get power and grab it. But it's a real virus at the heart of it. And we've looked at all the angles of this. They're not telling you stay in your houses because they care about you getting it and dying. They're doing that to set the precedent for control for you to stay in your houses when the real bioweapons get released that kill 50% of the people. This is a test for the big ones. And I put that in my film Endgame 14 years ago. I've been studying these people. You hear me going, there's all these big Rockefeller studies and all these big UN studies about using a plague to bring in world government. And people go, let's check that. My God, there's all the white papers. Jones, why aren't you covering this white paper on air? I made films about it. All right, let's go to the president. You don't need to buy the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's online free, but it's something you need to watch, you need to check. Okay. Oh, let me say this. You saw the headlines everywhere where they said Jones banned off of his Google app, news app that we've had, that app's about 3 years old, had millions of downloads, by the way, not 100,000. That's the more disinformation Wired put out. And it said Jones put out false information about COVID-19 treatments concerning hydroxychloroquine. All I did was read about Fauci in the World Tribune and in Reuters and in Breitbart saying he would prescribe it to people that had COVID-19, and the EU says it's very promising. Here's an article out of Breitbart. Dr. Anthony Fauci, of course I would prescribe chloroquine to coronavirus patients. Just type in. Dr. Fauci would prescribe chloroquine to COVID-19 patients. That's what I got banned for, because they don't want you having any hope. Are there side effects? Absolutely. So that's what they're coming after us for, ladies and gentlemen. And they've had, in the same video that they said I got banned for, I played a Sean Hannity clip where he held up a letter from a doctor, it was later in the news, who treated 350 people with it in New York and had 100% recovery rates, the doctor said, with hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and high dosages of zinc. That's the video they banned. Me covering a doctor and Fox News. So that's next level banning, folks. And that should really anger you. Yeah, remember Media Matters tattled on Hannity, tried to get him fired for it. What in the world have we reached where they don't want you to have any hope? And that's actually what Fauci said. He said, I want you to have hope, plus it's promising. All I did was cover, hey, good news. Listen, Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus has all the vitamins, all the minerals. It has the pregnenolone in it as well. And on top of that, Real Red Pill Plus has some natural energy in it as well. Real Red Pill does not have the boost in it. They're both excellent. That's what I personally take. That's an adult formula. For adults and children, we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion, advanced multivitamin formulation with amino acids as well, fruit punch, naturally flavored, dietary supplement. You talk about amazing. This is for you and your children, and all the vitamins and minerals work together. If you don't know about vitamin mineral deficiency and then problems, you're crazy. Just search zinc antiviral. Or vitamin D3 antiviral. Just do it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And you deserve to do that research for yourself. Ask why the left that said bring in the Chinese flights and leave the borders open and then now is blaming Trump for every death. Ask why they're so angry saying, you're not a Dr. Trump. Don't talk about hydroxychloroquine. And then they go, oh, look, a guy drank fishbowl cleaner because it had hydroxy in the name. There's 1,000 things with hydroxy in the name. But you don't then ban a drug that's been around 70 years that they used in Europe and have doctors where they can't prescribe it because an idiot drank fishbowl cleaner. And they go, well, also, if you, you know, take too much of the Z-Pack, you'll get sick. What? They're on the news going, Trump's so dumb, he says take an antibiotic for a virus because the bacteria carry the damn viruses. This is medical doctors across the board, how they treat it in Europe, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pack, and zinc, period. They don't even want you to know what they do with a 97% to 98% success rate because they want you freaking out and going crazy. So I say it's a real virus. I'm worried about it. The thing's a bioweapon. Who the hell knows what it does in the later phases or what it mutates into? You know, they've tested that out. But then there's the hype and the fear and how they don't want us to be able to get up here and say, I take zinc, I get sunshine, I drink a lot of water, I wash my hands, I stay away from big crowds. It's incredible. We're the ones that said the virus was serious 8-9 weeks ago because of the economic weapon and because of the unknown, because it was man-made and because it was reoccurring and reinfecting and other strains. And now Iceland scientists say there's 40 strains. French scientists say over 50 strains. This is big, ladies and gentlemen. But the drones and the lockdown and the police state and all of it, that's really what it's all about, is the power grab. There's multiple things going on at the same time, multiple big agendas stacked on top of this. All right, I'll get into the Trump speech. We've backed up to the start. He's still ongoing. We'll get his first big announcements and air that. And then we will open the phones up and take your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. Let's give first-time callers and first responders a chance to get to the front of the line here. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Hour number two coming up, but we'll read the medical studies on how COVID-19 eats men's testicles. Remember how we said in the study showed it mainly hit men 18 to 50? Yeah, it's a depopulation sterilization weapon, for sure. And now it's hitting a lot of old folks as well with another mutation. Phone calls are coming up on this live Sunday transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers today on the COVID-19. And now the fact that we're learning that it is clearly a depopulation sterilization weapon. That's coming up after we hear from some of the remarks of the president in this segment. The next, 877-789-ALEX. Here is the president in ongoing live remarks.
Appreciate everybody being here. Beautiful day in the Rose Garden. Tremendous distance between chairs. Social distancing. You practice it very well. We appreciate it. That's great. I want to start today by highlighting several critical developments on both the testing and treatment that will help us win our war against the coronavirus. On Friday, the FDA authorized a new test developed by Abbott Labs that delivers lightning-fast results in as little as 5 minutes. That's a whole new ballgame. I want to thank Abbott Labs for the incredible work they've done. They've been working round the clock. Normally, this approval process from the FDA would take 10 months and even longer, but we did it in 4 weeks. Abbott has stated that they will begin delivering 50,000 tests each day starting this week. And as you know, even before this development, we've been doing more tests than any other country anywhere in the world. It's one of the reasons that we have more cases than other countries, because we've been testing. It's also one of the reasons that we're just about the lowest in terms of mortality rate, because we've been doing more testing, so we have bigger numbers to look at. I want to also thank General Semonite of the Army Corps of Engineers and General Pavlovichek, who's here with us, who's going to say a few words in a little while. What the Army Corps of Engineers did, along with FEMA in New York, was incredible. They built 2,900 beds worth of hospital, an incredible hospital in the Javits Center, which I know well. And I just want to say that was unreal. They did it in less than 4 days. People have never seen anything like that. And it's an incredible, complex, top-of-the-line hospital. They did it so quickly. Everyone's trying to figure out how they did it, including me, and I was a good builder. But they did it very quickly, Mike, so we're very happy. So I want to thank Army Corps of Engineers, FEMA, the incredible job they have done. Now they're moving to other locations throughout the country where they already have people building hospitals. We're doing them in Louisiana and New Jersey, many, many other places. But these are incredible men and women, and they worked around the clock, and the people of New York are very happy. Governor Cuomo expressed his thanks, which we appreciate. But these are, there's nobody could have done a job like that. Most people have never seen anything like it. The deployment of rapid testing will vastly accelerate our ability to monitor, track, contain, and ultimately defeat the virus. We will defeat the virus. It will also allow us to test doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers immediately and enable us to act quickly and aggressively to shut down the spread of the virus, so important in critical facilities like hospitals and nursing homes. And we will ensure that we can give cities and states the best information to guide local decision makers and making. I want to point out that the hydroxychloroquine is being administered to 1,100 patients, people in New York, along with the Z-Pak, which is azithromycin. And it's very early yet. It started 2 days ago. But we will see what happens. I want to thank Stephen Hahn, who's a great doctor, left one of the best jobs.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to back that up. His remarks were ongoing. But you understand, if you type in zinc antiviral, it's like saying you need oxygen to scuba dive. Well, of course you do. And, of course, that's the thing Trump left out, what they're doing in these studies, is also the zinc oxide at 250 milligrams a day, which I'm not advising. That's what the doctors are saying. That is not good for your kidneys, folks. But I'd rather keep my testicles and fry my kidneys a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, you take a whatever. You just do whatever you think's best, folks. I'm not giving advice out here. We'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So I got banned off of our 5-star, 3-year-old Google Infowars.com app that simply fed people articles and videos and the live feed of the show that over 3 million people downloaded. Remember, 2 years ago, they banned our Apple app. It was number one in news, and they just banned it. Number one was at a CNN, New York Times. They couldn't stand it. And they said in their statement, they said he talked about hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak as a promising treatment. And you're not allowed to do that unless the World Health Organization says so. They're saying unless the UN says, doctors can't prescribe it off-label. But I've got the audio right here. of Anthony Fauci. Just type in Fauci says he would prescribe hydroxychloroquine to patients that had it because it was shown to be very promising in Europe. But the FDA says no. And then they banned me off something for quoting the president and the head spokesperson for the National Institutes of Health. Wow. They really don't want you to have hope. Well, I'll tell you. They got studies on the coronavirus. Not this one, but it's the same family. And when you take a ton of zinc, just look at it for yourself and look at the numbers. It's 95, 99%. I mean, you've got it built up in your body before you get the virus. It goes in the cells, blocks the mitochondria, so the virus can't go in and order the cell to replicate, and it coats the cell. And I mean, zinc's just incredible, folks. You die without it. And I want people to have hope. But you think about the Democrats and telling you there's no hope and all their fear-mongering, that backfired on them the last month. Trump's approval rating went up, theirs went down. Now they're talking about hope because their attempt to drive down the economy didn't work. So when I said, hey, we lose 100,000, it's terrible, but if you totally shut down society, we'll have a depression, and that'll be much worse. Millions will die. And Trump came out and said that a week later. Because we're simpatico. People say, are you telling Trump what to do? Is he telling you what to do? No, he just goes out and pragmatically does mainline research like anybody else would. And he comes to the same conclusions. That's why they said a couple years ago that the head of the White House, the manager, chief of staff, Kelly, literally fought to keep Trump from watching and listening to my show and, quote, banned InfoWars or he would quit. Because Trump tunes into me, and I'm not bragging. It's true. Trump tunes in, and it's what he's already thinking. It's not that he gets stuff from me. It's what he's already talking to doctors about. It's what he does the same thing. He brainstorms. And so they are major pissed. And Trump has like four people in the White House that listen to the show, and they check things out we say, and they really listen to us. They know we've got our ear to the ground, and that's why they're pissed. So remember a week ago they were trying to tell Trump, you better not talk about hydroxychloroquine and you better not talk about zinc or Z-Pak and you're not a doctor. Shut up when it's all over the European news that it works really well because they don't want the hope and they sure as hell don't want you going out and taking a bunch of zinc beforehand because, again, once you get it, zinc helps, but it's not a sure thing. You got a bunch of zinc in you before? Yeah, but you better drink a lot of water, folks, and you better research it for yourself because a lot of zinc's not good for your kidneys. Anybody can research this. You need to look it up for yourself. But here's the headlines. Google Play Store removes InfoWars app for spreading coronavirus misinformation. And it goes on to say and point to the video that was on there where I played what Fauci and Sean Hannity and medical doctors were talking about on Sean Hannity. Just saying, oh, look, see what we told you a few weeks ago? Look, it's on Hannity. See? And that pisses them off that we have hope and we have credibility. Back when the Democrats said 8 weeks ago it wasn't a problem, we were here saying it's huge. They're going to use it against the economy. And they can't stand the fact that I don't have a master telling me what to say and what to do, that I'm doing my own research, I have all these great guests on. But when they were trying to panic everybody in the last month, I said, don't panic. I said, get prepared, protect yourself, but panicking is not going to help you. So then I didn't play down the virus. I, in context, said, let's act like men and women here. Let's not act like a bunch of chickens running off the edge of a cliff. People said, well, wait a minute, you said the virus is really bad. Yeah, now we learn to eat your testicles. I'm going to get to that. But let's get back to the president here. Just now talking, he's still talking right now, about hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and he didn't get to the zinc part, but that's in the study. Here it is.
Shut down the spread of the virus, so important in critical facilities like hospitals and nursing homes. And we will ensure that we can give cities and states the best information to guide local decision makers and making. I want to point out that the hydroxychloroquine is being administered to 1,100 patients, people in New York, along with the Z-Pak, which is azithromycin, and it's very early yet. It started 2 days ago, but we will see what happens. I want to thank Stephen Hahn, who's a great doctor, left one of the best jobs in our country, running an incredible hospital in Texas. And he's the head of the FDA, and Stephen got approval for that so fast. Let's see how it works. It may not, but we may have some incredible results. We're going to know soon.
Hit pause. So it's he read from the EU and the major facilities. It was all over Reuters. It was all over Times of London. You know, massive response to zinc, Z-Pak, and hydroxychloroquine. Those are the headlines a month ago. You know, responds really well to anti-malaria drug, old malaria drug. And he was just saying, hey, some doctors off-label are prescribing it, having a great effect. They jumped on him now, and he is now going, well, we got FDA approval now to look at it. Doctors never needed that before for off-label prescriptions. They don't want doctors to be able to do their job. That's the control freaks in big tech and the leftist media. The same ones saying every death is Trump's fault. That's Pelosi. When it's her that said, and Biden, that it was xenophobic to block Chinese flights 8 weeks ago when Trump first proposed it. God, they make me sick. But they think we're idiots and don't have any memories. Oh, in fact, let's just hear from her. Let's get that clip up. Here is Pelosi yesterday. The most disgusting thing yet. Saying, what did Trump know? When did he know it? Well, you were the one saying open the damn borders and the flights. Here's Pelosi.
For joining us, I hope you are well and safe. I know your home district of San Francisco has been particularly hard hit. President Trump is considering relaxing federal guidelines for coronavirus for some of the less affected parts of the country. Do you think he should?
Well, first of all, let me just say how sad it is that even since the president's signing of the bill, the number of deaths reported has doubled from 1,000 to 2,000 in our country. This is such a very, very sad time for us. So we should be taking every precaution. What the president, his denial at the beginning was deadly. His delaying of getting equipment to where it continues, his delaying getting equipment to where it's needed is deadly. And now I think the best thing would be to do is to prevent more loss of life rather than open things up so that, because we just don't know. We have to have testing, testing, testing. That's what we said from the start before we can evaluate
testing.
The nature of it is in some of these other regions as well. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I don't know what the scientists are saying to him. I don't know what the scientists said to him. When did the president know about this?
A bunch of drugs.
And what did he know? What did he know and when did he know it? That's
for an after-action review.
But as the president fiddles, people are dying. And we just have to take every precaution.
As the president fiddles, people are dying. And then you just cut to her and Biden saying it's xenophobic, leave the planes coming in, and all the Democrats saying go out, congregate in public, and then it backfires on their whole narrative. But again, there they are trying to destroy the economy. There they are trying to drive Trump out of office. There they are wanting the counties with no cases locked down. And again, they think you're stupid. The United States has done 100 times the testing as of a day ago when I checked of any other country. More than all nations combined, we've developed a test that takes 5 minutes now. And so we're going to learn we're the leader of the world. And then Pelosi uses that against us to say, oh, look, because we found the cases, now we're the bad guys. Just like Hillary said, oh, we're the leader finally, like Trump said. We suck. No, you suck, witch, and you lost, and your time's over. And the fact that you're literally rotting on television in front of us is emblematic of how you represent a dead political globalist system of anti-American crap. America's awake to you, witch! Monday through Friday, we're here live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Then I return Sundays 4 to 6. But don't forget, David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Right here on the InfoWars, Information Warfare Network, and then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. And starting tomorrow, I'm going to announce it tomorrow, we're going to have a special transmission from 7 to 9 every night that is network commercial free. We're not going to have any of our ads. We'll have the local ads for TV and radio stations, about 7 minutes an hour. But we're going to drop our advertising for that 2 hours. I'll be hosting it with some other folks. I'm just going to leave it at that. Pretty much right through the election. So get ready for that to be fired up tomorrow. And we're going to take a lot of calls, have a lot of guests. Speaking of callers, I want to go to your calls. I have not gone to really our top story yet, and because I said I'd go to calls, I'll do that in the last segment. I see some of the commenters on Infowars.com for the live feed. We always put up an article headline for the feed so folks can share it. And it says, scientists confirm that COVID-19 attacks the testicles. Now, turns out that some other viruses in that family do that as well. And there's major studies out in Europe and in China that indeed that family does, including COVID-19, and that it creates lacerations in them, just like in the lungs, and destroys fertility. So I know that's shocking to hear, but we're not making that up. And I'm going to cover that in the last segment. Also, you can type in Gardasil deaths, Gardasil sterilization, Gardasil ovaries, and you'll get that Gardasil has been found in India and Japan. They banned it because it was sterilizing women. It's the human papillomavirus. There's thousands of the virus out there. It only covers you for a few, and then it ends up causing autoimmune diseases. They give you a live virus that's supposedly been genetically engineered to be harmless. And that was another Rockefeller push deal where they had the government basically force it on little girls by declaring it an emergency. It was still color of law. So this is serious, folks. And now that we know it attacks testicles, and now we know why Bill Gates is swarming around it. He wants to depopulate things, and his dad ran Planned Parenthood. He's for depopulation. I mean, this is getting really, really obvious. You go, wait a minute. You're saying it isn't the U.S. government did it. The globalists set up China to take us down. David Rockefeller wrote New York Times articles about it before he died. It's the big testing ground for all this, okay? And so when you think about China, think New World Order. All right, let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls here. We got Scott and Michael and Ryan and Reed and Baldy and Bart and Carol and Zach and Arthur and Eric and Dave. Let's go to Carol, who's a first-time caller from Pennsylvania. Thank you for calling, Carol.
Hello?
Alex? Hi, go ahead. You're on air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Man, I am watching this New World Order weapon system unfold.
Ooh, I know. It's like, Alex, I got to tell you, that rear admiral of Obama's, Tom Wolf, he's turning this.
Do me a favor. You turn your mouth away from your phone. Get a little bit closer there.
Is that better, Alex? Is that cool?
It's a little bit better. Go ahead.
Okay. Tom Wolf, you know, the rear admiral of Obama?
Yes.
Well, he is turning Pennsylvania into the 2.0 of Prohibition and Great Depression over here. He's locking everything down. You're lucky if you can find a laundromat that's open. You know, it's getting unreal. I mean, I recently lost my job just like with like millions of other people. But how do we steer our way back to, you know, back to sanity with this panic-demic, you know?
I hear you. I appreciate your call, Carol. Thanks for calling. Panic-demic, yes. And again, a lot of people have trouble understanding this because the media has made everything so one-dimensional and so this camp or the other camp. The virus is real. It's admittedly man-made. It came out of Wuhan, probably a bioweapons lab. Even the Senate Intelligence Committee has said that. Now the Pentagon's openly saying if anybody released it, it was the Chi-Com military to save face in their own country and to then be used against us as an economic weapon. Real people die, but the panic that comes from it is the real weapon. The real objective is destroy our economy. And so we don't give in to fear. And we also do the natural things that are known to boost our immunities massively for most people and understand that it's sick, infirm, and debilitated people who are lacking vitamins and minerals and essential nutrients that are the ones falling to this. That's admitted. But the media won't tell you that nutrition is 90% of the battle. So we get empowered and we tell others and we get on a mission to warn others. And we're more balanced about it, like President Trump's been. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Texas, first time caller. Welcome, Scott.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, so I just kind of wanted to talk about how there's a lot of panic in the media, like seems like the left wing media. And the studies on ibuprofen that are showing that it's kind of worsening the illness is not really being covered, I don't think, at least the way that it should be. And the studies are out there. You know, I mean, you just have to look for them. But this is something that I think the left-wing media should be kind of also trying to calm the public on, you know?
Well, I've seen the studies that ibuprofen probably makes it worse. And so they should be telling people that.
Right.
Yeah. So the thing is, when you go, this is a girlfriend. I'm sorry. My name is Amanda. So when you go on Google and search for the studies, every news media says it's fake. We went to the actual university website and we found that in fact on the 27th there is a study, and it specifically says that they're working on how it is developed. It specifically says it, but the media is saying it's fake. We look at the scientist, Mr. Guglio. And he works in Vienna University. So if you go to his study, it's literally there. It specifically says on there.
All right, ma'am. Listen, I really appreciate your call. And Joe Rogan, 20 years ago, when I was watching one of his live events in the year 2000, he said, you know, it's the year 2000. And we were supposed to be flying around in jetpacks by now and wearing silver spacesuits. But instead, cell phones, when you are behind a bush, crap out. And we get people on the line. They're all calling on cell phones. And by the time we get on air, I just can't understand what you're saying. And neither can the crew. So, Carol, only can make out half of what you were saying. Same thing with the last people. And I love you, and I'm sorry. It's not my fault. If I can't understand you, I got to let you go. We may have a rule that only landlines or Skype audio or something. This is becoming a crisis. It's becoming a real talk radio crisis, not just here, but all over the place, that lines are so bad. One trick you can do before you call is put your cell phone on airplane for a second and then turn it back on, because the cell towers and the cell phones calibrate. And when you're not using it, it will have less of a connection because your phone's always sending pinging messages every few seconds back and forth to cell towers. That's how they track you as well. So you just want to put it on airplane, put it back off, back on, because it's living torture for me, because I'm really wanting to hear what you have to say. You're saying really interesting things. I'm picking up part of it. I'm picking up the other part. So tell you what, Scott, I love all these callers. Scott's the guy on their phone. Go through and I just want to go off phones I can understand. This is a rule, because I can't understand these callers. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man, it's a rough day, I tell you. Man, just really doing my best here, folks. I'm really fighting through it today. God, the whole society's collapsing around us. It's all designed that way, too. Okay, I'm going to control myself. Bring me right back. Stay with us, please.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, during the break, I was getting another cup of coffee, and I was watching what was happening with the president's ongoing press conference, and the same reporter that was accusing him of calling it Kung Fu virus, Kung Flu, was saying, how dare you scare everyone? How dare you say that we need to lock down New York and New Jersey? You're scaring everyone. The same media praised Xi Jinping when he locked down Wuhan and dozens of other cities and was shooting women at checkpoints and welding them into their houses. It was all the best thing ever. But then Trump's like, well, most of the cases on the East Coast are in New York and New Jersey. Maybe people shouldn't travel out of that state. No, just stay in your homes all over the country, but where almost all the cases are, just travel everywhere. And then he let her talk for like 2 minutes, and then she wouldn't shut up and was just disrupting another Jim Acosta. These people are incredible. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls. Please don't speak your phones. I love you. Just want to be able to hear you. And we're going to go to all these great callers here and take their phone calls on this live Sunday show. So let's go ahead and talk to Zach in Pennsylvania. Zach, you're on the air about unemployment. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say first, you know, God bless you and the crew.
Thank you.
You guys do. So I had a question about the like weekly benefit for the unemployment. Maybe I don't understand this stuff enough, but they're offering $600 extra on top of people who get their unemployment. Is this a good thing, bad thing? Is it some kind of plan to try and keep people from wanting to go to work? I mean, what's the deal with that?
No, Trump doesn't want the economy to stall, and it is socialist, it is domestication, but half the country is absolutely dependent and doesn't have any savings. And so Trump knows he'll go into a full depression. They'll have to take care of everybody if he doesn't reverse what the globalists tried. This is a total weapon. They said they wanted to crash the economy to drive Trump from office. And so he's giving them their own medicine. But instead of it just being big amounts of money to corporations that buy back their stock, it's going directly to keep people employed. It's going directly with direct stimulus to the population. It's very dangerous. It will create inflation down the road. But Trump believes we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. And I believe he has the best interest of the country at heart. So that's what you see happening.
So another quick question. What about the people that, you know, shit, I don't make $600 in a week. Do you think there's any plan in place for the people? I'm still stuck working 40 a week and my wife. Do you think there's a plan in place for people like us to benefit us at that kind of level?
Say that again.
I still work 40 a week along with my wife, and both of us don't make that much. Do you think there's a plan in place to benefit us to that level?
The plan is evolving, and it's always expanding, because Trump does not want to stall the economy. We're in a trade war with China. We never built up our industry. He's going to use this now to make it a law that our drugs have to be made here as part of a strategic stockpile, and that we cannot have components for computers made in China. England is now announcing they're about to kill their Huawei deal as well and have major repercussions. So this is going to China. We're at war with China and the globalists right now. Pro-U.S., pro-Western forces are in a civil war internally to get control of our governments, and we're fighting Chi-Com money, Chi-Com propaganda, all of it. Again, the Chi-Coms don't run it. The globalists set up China and use it as the command base to launder the funds back to attack us. Great question, sir. God bless you. America is in a war for its very survival. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect. Doesn't mean the Pentagon's perfect. But there is a large camp that did not want to let the Chi-Coms run everything and piss in America's face. So you're seeing a real war, economic, psychological, and now lethal with this bioweapon. This is war. This is World War IV. You've heard me saying that for 8 weeks. Now that's in the news, that we're at war with China. This is war. And you better know they got other bioweapons ready, way worse. That's why people are like, well, Jones, you know, if you're saying the virus isn't that deadly, I'm saying the hype is what's deadly. I'm not saying it doesn't kill people and we shouldn't be worried. But the objective of the globalist is to plunge the economy and create total hysteria. And idiots out buying all the toilet paper up. What you need to do is boost your immune system. And you need to be prepared for emergencies, because the world's only going to get crazy from here on out for the foreseeable future. Major political quickening is taking place. Okay, let's talk to Baldy in New York. Baldy, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Okay, and we've been at war with China for decades now, but that aside...
I totally agree, but it's coming to a white-hot explosion.
Yeah, white hot, red hot, whatever you want to say. In 2008, the Admiral and the Navy said we're already at a hot war with China. But now, real quick, I coined the phrase April Fool's Day virus, not because it isn't highly contagious, not because it isn't killing people, not because there won't be additional bioweapons released that will also be called COVID-19 once President Trump declares victory. I called it the April Fool's Day virus because it's a man-made virus, because the flu killed 37,000 people on average in the U.S. alone every year, and nobody gave a crap. And finally, because after testing nobody for 2 weeks, now the U.S. has tested more people than any other country, so of course there's going to be a spike in numbers.
Baldy, you're the best caller of the day or the week. I mean, you really just crystallize it all. That it is the April Fool's virus, because the pre-programming, the preconditioning, the Event 201, the Disease X hype, all the TV shows about pandemics that aired the months before this, all the preparation, the globalists totally set this up. It's man-made, it's mutating, it's attacking the testicles. Of course it's depopulating. You couldn't write a script like this. In fact, I've said a bunch on air. I bet it attacks the ovaries of the testicles. And then now it's coming out. I mean, this is ridiculously obvious.
And I'd like to encourage you and your audience to check out the January 3rd episode of The War Room. Baldy was the first caller out of the gate, and I predicted all of this, and I predicted that this is going to be a giant infomercial for the COVID-19 vaccine.
Okay, tell us what time you called Give me the date. What time you called?
We're out of the gate. January 3rd. I was the first caller out of the gate. I even predicted that Alex Jones was going to shave his head.
You're kidding.
No. January 3rd.
Well, you're more psychic than most of us then. Hey, brother. I didn't know you said that. That's crazy. How the hell did you predict that? I didn't even know I was going to do it until I decided to do it one morning.
Welcome to the Baldies, brother. That's all I have to say. Welcome to the Baldies.
Well, I mean, I'm not bragging, as they say, but I mean, women always tend to like me a little bit. They're going crazy over it now. I don't know what's going on. I kind of like a little bit of fuzz, though. You know what I mean? I like having the best of both worlds. What do you think, Baldy?
I think you stop letting a girl in, shave it. You'll get used to it. At first, you feel a little weird, but it's freeing. It's because the dead hair cells are actually negative energy. So as you're releasing the negative energy, you could feel the power. But one thing
is, Baldy going to be my new guru? I mean, Baldy, I appreciate your call. God bless you. Please, one of the great crew, please get that clip from the first caller. I want to air it on the show tomorrow because I think I remember hearing about that. Okay, maybe he planted it in my mind or something, and then I shaved my head. I love these callers. I want to get to everybody. I want to get to the testicle news. Let's jam in one more before we go to break. Bart, you're on the air from Georgia. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, I want to give a shout-out to Living Defense. I'm having results after 4 days. I've lived in the Philippines for almost 15 years, and doctors didn't know what's wrong with my eyes. I've got parasites in my eyelids, and I've got a welt on my side, and I couldn't get rid of it. The doctors didn't know. I'm crapping out dead Hillary worms. I hate to be gross. In the toilet, I can see the worms. Welts in my eyes are clearing up. And I saw results in 24 hours. So I think you just saved my sight, Alex.
Wow. Well, we're not advertising it as that, but what it's got is the black walnut and a bunch of other known stuff to flush people out. And the reviews are 5-star all the way. Living Defense back in stock, 40% off out of the gates. It's been sold out for over 4 months. And I'm really glad you got Living Defense. So you like it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's the best, literally the best product I've ever taken. And nobody paid me or pressured me or told me to say this. I'm doing this on my own accord.
Well, you know, it's crazy. The U.S. government and the media won't even talk about parasites. They don't even discuss it anymore. Old people come in all the time with scurvy. I've talked to doctors where you see old people with like wounds on their arms and they scratch easy and they bleed everywhere. It's because their guts aren't absorbing vitamin C. The doctors won't even tell them, hey, you need leafy green vegetables. So it's the same thing. They won't tell you about the parasites. Thank you so much, Bart. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Final segment. All right, let me hit these stories real quick, and then I'll go to your calls and get these last 5 or 6 on air, and I appreciate you all. All right, here is Newsweek. Here's Atlanta Medical. Here's just a whole bunch of these articles. We've got some of these linked up on Infowars.com. Chinese scientists raise concerns over potential link between coronavirus and male fertility, and then it goes into the different groups. Here's one right here. It says the team of urology researchers that comprise Dr. Jiang Qing Wang, Dr. Carbon Fan, Dr. Kai Li, Dr. Yan Hong. I'm not going to go over all these. And then it lists the universities and the medical university at Suzhou and hospital and all the rest of it. And I looked up these groups. They're very well known. Head the Department of Urology at Suzhou Hospital. And it's got a whole bunch of people that are in the study. I went and read the study. The team of urology researchers that comprise the doctors focused primarily on renal and testicular tissues, and these were also rich with ACE2 receptors. That's what the virus likes to attack, especially the renal tubular cells, the leading cells, and the cells in the semifibrous ducts of the testes. The study results showed that the new coronavirus expressed potent pathology to both renal and testicular tissues with resilient lesions. And then I went and actually read the study. It just, they're bloody pulps, okay? Just like the lungs. The damaged testicular tissue could lead to infertility in most of the male patients, most of them infertile. The researchers advised that during drug treatments for coronavirus, infected patients, clinicians, should pay careful attention to renal function, evaluation at some of the antivirals, which known to exhibit renal toxicity, can aggravate and the virus damage kidneys. And, of course, that's true. because what's a ton of zinc do? It hurts the kidneys. So there's a bunch of other stuff. Just go read it for yourself. I spent an hour reading the study, and I went and looked up other studies, and it turns out there's other ones out there showing that that same family does this, but this one really bad. So I'm sure Bill Gates isn't involved. He just wants to depopulate everybody. It's a designed virus. We've already gone over that and done probably 20 shows showing you the studies, the research. It's got the points where the new virus parts were injected in. And I'm going to cover this top of the show tomorrow, no matter how much news is breaking. British scientific advisors to 10 Downing Street, China covering up full extent of coronavirus, could be 40 times worse than reported. If that's the case, and this is a lot worse, and I trust the British and the U.S. government a lot more than I trust the Chinese, and we start seeing a high death rate, well, then it could be worse than what Mike Adams said. I just don't. Here's the thing, folks. We're already pre-positioned with storable food and high-quality products, you know, that are known to boost the immune system, and we are always promoting that. And then when you get in a crisis like this, I'm saying get prepared, get your immune system boosted. I'm not going to sit here and try to create fear. And maybe I go overboard saying, hey, it's man-made, looks like it hurts some people, but let's not panic. That's because I don't want to be the guy out there creating the panic. Even Mother Jones, when they attacked me, said, you know, it's funny, he sells this nano silver solution and the toothpaste and stuff, but then he says that it's still probably going to kill a low number of people and doesn't hype it. Well, yeah, because I'm not, the toothpaste isn't marketed as an antiviral. It's a whitening toothpaste. Super Blue has the same nano silver and the tea tree and the iodine. And look into what tea tree does. So again, I'm literally here telling you what I really think, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I do. And look, vitamin D3 is known to boost your immunity massively. That's in the fish oil. Or go out and get some sunshine. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, it's key to get prepared. And the media won't tell you that because they work for the globalists. And they want this to hurt our economy and hurt as many people. They love abortion. They love death. Bill Maher says he wants to kill everybody to clear out the highways. But now he cares so much about the old people. BS, folks. It's globalist depopulation. Arthur, first time caller from California. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Arthur. I'm 14 years old. I'm actually calling from Moscow, Russia right now.
Okay, well, you said you called from California, but is this a prank call?
No. This isn't a prank call. I'm just worried because another radio show I called, I said I was calling from Moscow, and they just hung up on me thinking it was a prank call.
Okay, go ahead.
Me and my dad really like your show. I actually think it may be the reason my parents got divorced. My mom went liberal. But I wanted to ask you, do you think this is going to turn into martial law and just full control by the deep state?
Well, the Democrats all wanted that and total lockdowns of every city. And then Trump said, okay, maybe we'll do it to New York. And they went, oh, my gosh, you're trying to kill everybody. So, listen, if it starts killing 2% of people, I'll want to not leave my house. I was hoping it was a little bit worse than the flu or maybe just as bad. But the fact that it's mutating and the fact that it's eating people's testicles, okay, I'm scared now. All right. And again, it's not that I dislike old people. I love them. But they're always dying from flus and cold bugs and stuff. This thing, again, I've tried to be balanced. And I don't know the exact end game. I know it's man-made. I know that they're hyping it to hurt the economy. So that's why I've not been sure. But as it progresses, it looks like it is pretty bad. Like Mike Adams said, this is not your regular flu. This is bad news. And I think his new model is probably accurate. You know, a lot of the models say 80 to 100,000, 200,000. His new model is about 90,000. That's up on InfoWars.com. So what, is your dad work in finance or the oil business? Are you American living in Moscow? What are you doing over there in Moscow, Arthur?
I'm an American. Me and him actually came over here for work, but now because coronavirus, we're stuck here and we're trying to get back.
Oh, really? Well, God bless you, Arthur. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm really not sure. I think it's just them trying to completely destroy the economy and just have the deep state take over, maybe make a new world order completely.
Oh, I totally agree that all those agendas are served here, but then people go, wait, you're saying the virus isn't a problem. No, it's a real weapon. It's man-made, and we've got to make a big deal about that. In fact, this week I'm going to get all the documents, all the articles back together and get Dr. Boyle on and others. We're going to go back through that and all the big studies and other universities that looked at it, because it's huge and we've got to force that issue out, especially because the Chi-Coms opened the door and are blaming America and the U.S. Army. Time they get exposed. Thank you, Arthur. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Reed in Maryland. Thank you, sir.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Man, I'm on edge, man. This is serious times.
Just breathe, brother. You're going to bust a blood vessel. Out here on the road, I'm a CDL driver, 15 years out on the road, living on Turbo Force and Survival Shield, man. I really appreciate those products.
Thank you, brother.
I have a quick prepared statement for the president from the road, and it's very important that this gets out. Take me about 30 seconds. You ready?
Go.
Dear Mr. President Donald J. Trump, $6.2 trillion, and as always, they left out the truckers. And you should know better. We don't need a pat on the back, not yet. We need a way for the commercial drivers to renew their state driver's licenses. DAT load boards are reporting a 20% shortfall in drivers in the past few weeks. And we need more help out here. If this trend continues, we are all in trouble. That can only be accomplished if more drivers can be tested and allowed to join the ranks. We know how important this is, and we are the backbone of this nation. Nothing moves without us. If this critical infrastructure fails, we are all dipped. Open the DMVs to allow the road testing of new drivers, or we're all done within a few weeks. The hours of service suspension has some of us working 90 hours per week, and we can't keep doing that. The commercial drivers also need access to some of this money to add new equipment to our fleets. Not the big carriers either. They have access to lines of credit through the SBA. But the smaller mom-and-pop operations who run one or two trucks, these are the people that you want to support, because they are most likely those who operate small farms and ranches and make up the majority of this industry.
Hey, Reed, that's more than 30 seconds. That's a minute and a half, but I'm going to do this. Put him on hold. Get his number. I want to get him on for like a whole segment tomorrow as a guest. Reed, can you come on, say, in the last segment of the first hour tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're sounding like a smart guy, and I want to point out that the truckers are the hardest working folks out there. They're the front line, and I've seen that things are breaking down, and they're having to wait around when they get to warehouses. Things are breaking down, and even the UN, Russia reports the food system's breaking down over there. It's you're absolutely right. We don't need bailouts for big box stores. We don't need all that. We need bailouts to Main Street and to the truckers. And like you said, just take the taxes off, take the harassment off. Do some of that. Absolutely. Look, I'm sorry I didn't get to Ryan and Dave from Canada and California. Please call me back tomorrow. I will get to you. But please don't let me forget, tomorrow we will have that first-time caller from Maryland who's a truck driver who sounds really informed to have his message to the president and have more time. I'm stressed, folks. I know you're stressed as well. I have really tried to be as accurate as I can on this. It's moved a lot. We knew it was big when it started. We knew it was an economic weapon. We know it's a real bioweapon. The question is, how deadly is it? It is reinfecting. It is targeting the testicles. And that means that it's got globalists written all over it for depopulation. I got to tell you, man, I am just fit to be tied right now. A lot I didn't get to. Appreciate the crew. Appreciate all the affiliates. Please spread the word. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, David Knight, 8 a.m. Owen Schroyer, The War Room, 3 p.m., band.video.